You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. The Giants 10-11 on the money line. The Cowboys 10-11, and this spread is just one now. The Giants plus one at 10-11. The Cowboys minus one at 10-11. Any movement in Vegas as far as the line is concerned, first of all, Gil?
Well, yeah, a little, but nothing significant. I mean, it basically bounces from a pick 'em to a one to a one and a half back to a one. I mean, it's really right there as a coin flip, basically, with the Giants just a little bit of a favorite. But, you know, this is one of these where I don't know if you all follow the preseason, but Tony Romo, of course, as I'm sure you know, having the compression fracture in his vertebrae, so he is done for at least half a season. Really, he just thought, oh, hang it up, Dave. I mean, he's got a wife, he's got kids, let's wrap it up, you know. But the young quarterback, Dak Prescott, who's a rookie out of Mississippi State University, he had a monster preseason, so everybody in Dallas and everybody who's a Cowboys fan is just so bullish on this kid. But it's preseason, and there is absolutely no correlation with preseason success. From preseason success, I should say, with regular season success. And you'll never go broke betting against a rookie quarterback in his very first game in the NFL. You just won't. So for that reason alone, I would go Giants here, for another litany of reasons as well, which we'll get into.
How difficult, you mentioned Dak Prescott, and I think you summed it up pretty well in terms of his preseason form has been extra special, really, and they're without Tony Romo. They have struggled without Tony Romo in 2015 as well, the Dallas Cowboys. We've been on this podcast on numerous occasions discussing the Cowboys' life without number nine under center. They only won one of 12 games without Romo in 2015. Prescott gets the call to fill Romo's cleats. He has to make that transition from preseason to National Football League action. How difficult is that transition, Gil?
Oh, I mean, it can't be stressed enough how difficult that is. And he went to a big time school and a big time conference in college football, did Dak Prescott. So it's not like he faced minor college football competition, which, again, harkening back to the Eagles and Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is going from sort of B or C league college football to the NFL. In Dak Prescott's case, that's not the case. His preseason stats, just for the record, 39 for 50 for 454 yards. So just a great preseason. But again, the leap is the leap. And when you read, you know, reading the defenses in his college football conference is not the same thing as reading defenses in the NFL. And the Giants spent about $200 million on defense in terms of contracts this offseason to improve their defense. So the Giants are really reloaded on defense. And really, when you look at the Giants season last year, this is a season of epic underachievement. They were 6-10 last year, but they lost four games where they were leading after three quarters, the most of any team in the league. It gets much worse than that. Astoundingly, they lost five games in which they held a lead in the final 2 minutes of regulation. And Dave, as folks may recall, they lost three games after the opposing team took the lead on a field goal with 1 or 0 seconds remaining. They were 1-5 in games decided by 3 points or less. And here's the biggest feat. They won the turnover battle in 9 games last year. The biggest indicator of success in the NFL is if you win or lose the turnover battle. Really, that's the biggest lesson we can learn on this show today. The single biggest statistic that translates to NFL success is, do you win the turnover battle or not? Well, the Giants did it 9 times last year. Their record straight up in those games was 4-5. You have to try to do that. You really do. And it was, you know, four blown fourth quarter leads were the culprit, you know. There was a turnover versus Atlanta. There was a turnover versus the Jets late. Clock mismanagement versus Dallas. Clock mismanagement versus New England. So they just underachieved epically. So I think the Giants, and they've got Eli Manning back. Eli Manning's going to have a monster year with Odell Beckham Jr. And company on that offense. I expect the Giants to win this football game.
It seems to me, Gil, as well, the Giants, this is boom or bust for the Giants now. They've invested so heavily in the offseason to give Eli Manning a shot at another Super Bowl title. They're not looking to the future here. They're looking to win now, aren't they, Gil?
You're absolutely right. And I think that of all the divisions in the NFC, you know, the NFC is very much like the National League in baseball. I won't get too much into inside baseball, but there's the NFC, basically, we kind of know five of the six playoff teams, and they all come from the other divisions. We kind of have an inkling that Arizona and Seattle are going to be in the playoffs, Carolina is going to be in the playoffs, and probably Green Bay for sure, maybe Minnesota. The Teddy Bridgewater thing may throw a monkey wrench into that, but basically, we're pretty sure that those five teams are going to be in the playoffs. The question is, the NFC East, Dallas, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Eagles, who the heck knows who's coming out of that division? And so, yes, based on that alone, the Giants have to feel very bullish. Like, look, even if we go 9-7 or 10-6 here, we got a great shot of getting to the postseason. And the Giants are as prepared as any of those teams in that division to do so. So I think you're absolutely right. It's all about this year for the Giants. Eli Manning's window is starting to close. You know, it's not eminently shut here, but it's starting to close. He's no spring chicken. He's gotten to the two Super Bowls. He's won the two Super Bowls. He's had a great career already. But I think they're looking for one last hurrah.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.